Welcome to the Jew to the Jew join to the join show join show 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 show
Anything that you're looking for. Yo, what the deal, good people? It's the happiest man in radio, the baby boy, Joyner. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm telling you, we're going to have an awesome time on today. That was my main man, Mr. J. Moss, with God First. You know, I work at a radio station. I'm program director, and I have my own morning show called The Morning Glory Show. And you know what, good people? I had a chance to talk to my main man. That's right, Mr. J. Moss. And I want to share that interview with you right now. So sit back, relax, because you know me and Jay, when me and Jay get together, we cut up a little bit. So you know what? You do not know what to expect. You just need to check this out. Jew Joyner and J. Moss right here on the Jew Joyner Show.
Good people, J. Moss is on the line right now.
Jay Moss is asleep, man. This is all too. This is just not fair, man. This ain't even fair, man. See, all y'all morning show folks, y'all go to bed at 8 o'clock, 7:30. Cause see, y'all are so active, see. See, I was in the studio all night last night, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. Crack of dawn, baby.
Oh, boy.
What up, Joe?
What's going on, Jay?
Man, I'm chilling, sleep, but I'm good. I'm good, man.
Jay, it's early, man. You got to get up, man.
Oh, man. Wife take care of all that. Okay. She take care of all them little pleasantries right there. The baby's just going to school. She out spinning some bunny wing at. And she lets me sleep, huh?
Oh, that's all right, man. That's a good woman right there, man. You work hard. You work very hard.
That's right.
Jay!
What up?
Man, let me tell you, man, thank you so much for taking time to be with us on today.
Man, thank you. I was on your MySpace page last night, man.
What, man? Thank you,
it's
man.
It's pretty hot, though. You ain't no scrub with it, man. You pretty hot. I said, look at you.
Well, I appreciate you jumping up there and leaving a comment, man. I hooked you up this morning, too, man, so I really appreciate it, man. Jay!
Yes, sir.
Man, tell us about the new CD. Hold on. I got some information. I learned that the album debuted number one
and still number one.
Hey, man.
Touch your neighbor.
And say neighbor.
You know what, man? And, you know, a lot of people be like, well, he's self-stuck on himself. But let me tell y'all something. People work their whole life and never get a number one record out. So that's just one of those inner circle things. Like those of you out there, get your little degree or your little master's or your little doctorate. You work for that.
Right.
Well, musicians and artists, we work for them number ones. Okay? So go on and just clap your hands and be glad and rejoice in it.
Okay, sugar. Okay, pumpkin.
No, but it just means a lot, man. It just means that God, you know, has really, on the serious note, man, he's blessed his project, man. You know, he told me when I was recording it, he said, Jay, you're going to feel a little awkward. You're going to feel a little uncomfortable. You're going to feel a little uneasy doing this new work because this V2, man, it's about outreach ministry. You know, we're coming out of the pulpit. And we're hitting the streets, man.
That's,
you know,
right.
A lot of people, it's taking a lot of people a minute. They're like, Jay, no. But I'm like, no, y'all got to understand. You know, every time around, the pastor don't get up and preach the same sermon every Sunday.
That's right.
Sometimes he go at homosexuality. And sometimes he go at, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, sometimes he just pastoring. Yeah. He's coming down on everybody, the deacons, the missionary, the choir.
Everybody.
And other times it's a feel-good message.
Right.
So in this case here, man, we rolling up our sleeves and we're doing outreach ministry on this one, man. And we're just excited that God is blessing us.
Man, it has really blessed me, man, the joint you have with Anthony Hamilton.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's my joint right there, man.
That thing is flying up the charts, man.
Oh,
Thunder Car. For those who don't know, it's called I'm Not Perfect.
Yeah.
We called Anthony.
Oh.
It's like, yo, man, come on over here, man. You know, just bless J. Marvin. He was like, no problem. He was willing and ready.
Every day's a mad race, moving at a fast pace, y'all. Never seem to get a break, never seem to get away, no. If it ain't working hard, it's being a dead or mom. I'll be the first. hurts to admit I'm neglecting the relationship. I'm not talking to you, just spending time with you. Like I should, forgive me, I'll get better. When you needed me, there's a few times I did not come running.
I'm not perfect, but I'm working.
When you wanted more, I would give you less, and Lord, I'm sorry.
I'm not perfect,
no.
But I'm getting close. The more that I know,
please
it.
Give me another chance.
The times you bailed me out, God.
You've been so good to me.
I just wanna scream and shout. If it ain't a conference call or playing basketball, I may forget to pray. It's been part of my day
with God.
Without talking to you,
with God.
Never saying thank you,
with God.
Like I should, forgive me, I get better.
Come on,
life, I'm not perfect, but I'm working.
When you want it more, I will give you less, and Lord, I'm sorry.
God, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm not perfect.
Close.
Give me a minute, please give me another chance.
I'm not perfect,
not perfect.
I'm not perfect now.
Then I want to do something. I'ma do better. A few times I did not come running.
When you want it more, I will give you less, and Lord, I'm sorry.
You're the one I love the most. Forget to say I love you.
Shining over there on the other side, man. A lot of times people be trying to tell us, you know, stay away from that, don't take all that, but you know what, a lot of times they look up to us. They're looking at us for guidance, man. And you know, we're their only link to the church world, if you will.
Man.
You know, we're their only link to Jesus in a lot of cases, man. Thank God, you know, the marriage was made possible, really,
man. Tell us about the operator, man. Tell us about how that whole concept came about.
Cutting the grass, man.
You were outside cutting the grass with your Farmer Dale hat on.
That's right. That's right. And dude, you should see me when it's cut grass day.
I can see it now, man.
All the neighbors be riding by looking at me, especially I was one of the African-Americans about persuasion out here. They be looking like, Tay Boss still cut his grass. What is he doing? You know, everybody out here bougie. They got the little team of guys coming, the little red pickup truck with the trailer. You know, they all jump out, about six of them deep. be done on the line about 20 minutes. Yeah, about 10 minutes.
10 minutes tops.
No, dude, I get out there, man. You know, that's my therapy for the week, man.
Yeah.
I was out there one day, man, and the Lord just, that's my quiet time, really.
Wow.
Man, he just dropped it in my spirit, man, and the melody came first. And then I just thought, you know, wow, this is a song kind of remind me of how my father used to write. My father was real big on background licks, man, strong driving background. So that's why I opened it up with that little tribute to Pops.
Oh.
And then we started with the background line.
This right here is something my Pops would do. PDA, come on.
We're
going to take it back a little bit.
I got to call him, cause something's on my mind.
Y'all wasn't expecting this one, was it? Sometimes you feel like time is running out.
Make sure they answer, cause I'm running out of time.
Check this out, listen.
Sometimes you feel like it's over. Don't wanna crown another shoulder. Sometimes you feel like the morning just won't come.
Never got a witness.
Sometimes you feel like you're blind. Sometimes you wanna just cry. Sometimes you're in the thing so deep. You feel like it's in your mind.
I know what the Bible says to me.
Sometimes you feel it's gonna break ya. The same thing you thought that made ya. Sometimes you feel like the crying just won't stop. Sometimes you feel bad, and other times feel sad. Sometimes you're falling in so deep, you're ready to put it all on the line.
I know the Bible says to me, he's a
sure you got the right number.
I got to call.
This is an urgent call.
On my mind.
No one else will do.
Get heaven
on the line. Make sure they answer.
Make sure they answer.
Every road is on.
Listen,
call first Peter 1:3.
That's hope for tomorrow.
Romans 4:17.
To get joy from sorrow.
Matthew 6:33.
General reception.
And dreams being written off the script. But do I trip?
Phone first.
I contact the book black. Number one selling platinum from the days of way back.
Phone
the
first.
True hard facts. Forget the almanacs and maps. GPS can't even find where I'm at.
Phone first.
Inside the punchline. It's a brother trying to keep you from crying.
Come
and keep
on,
you from dying.
Jesus is on the main line. The remix, the New Day version of it. That's all it is. That's all that's up.
And you know what? That's all it is, too.
Yeah, man. You know, a couple people in Detroit just try to clown me like, yeah, I already know what you're talking about, operator. Who's the operator? You know, I'm like, would you stop being so deep? Because suddenly when they hit that Jesus is on the main line, you're going to be the first, the loudest one singing.
Tell him what you are.
It's the same thing, man. We're just trying to do something different.
Wow, that is hot. That's a high concept,
thank
man.
You, man.
I'm telling you the truth. So you were just here this past weekend?
Man, they are riding me so hard about what went down in the VA this past weekend.
What happened, Jay? What happened?
Please don't go there, man. Please.
What happened?
Please. Oh, man, you know I can't refuse you, so if you say it one more time, I'm going to just about have to tell you.
What happened?
Man, they had me speaking. Oh, they had me speaking, man. I had to bring a quick word from the Lord.
Oh,
man, I had to speak, man. And I didn't just have to speak at no church where it was a bunch of J. Moss well wishes. Man, I had to speak inside a gym to a community full of gangbangers, man. Oh, dude, I was there, man, in Williamsburg. I think that was the name.
Right, you're in Williamsburg, yeah.
Dawson, man, my man.
Right, William Dawson, yes,
yeah,
sir.
He's a great guy, man.
Yes, indeed.
And we went in there, man. It's just a gang prevention rally, man.
That's all right.
I was so nervous, but people really, really embraced me, man.
That's good.
I was like, whew, thank y'all. I'm glad it was here now, man. If I was at a church, they might have been like, oh, nah, Doc. That scripture wasn't right there. You need to go back to the drawing. You know how church folk can kill you sometimes, Doc. But no, it went well, man. I think I really was able to touch at least a couple of those kids, man, just to kind of let them know what my story was, man. You know, threw a couple scriptures in there to show them, you know, that this is how we live, man. We ain't playing around with this. You know,
yeah.
We ain't just selective with Christianity and our walk in Christ, man. This is just who we are.
There's a praise on the inside that I can't keep to myself. A holler stirring up from the depths of my soul. So excuse me if I seem a little giddy or maybe even strange, but praise is the way I say things. Sometimes I just get so bubbly on the inside, I just wanna holler it out, come on.
There's a praise on the inside that I can't keep to myself.
A holler,
holler, stirring up from the depths of my soul.
Put your hands
that
together.
I can't keep to myself.
A holler,
a holler, stirring up.
Oh, you ain't praised him until it
from
came from your belly.
Of my soul.
I know I made it a little crazy.
Excuse.
you know, whether you think it's corny or not. So I think I touched a couple of them.
That's good, man. So is that the first time that you ever spoke?
That's the first time. Like, legitimately, like, pulling out the Louis briefcase with the script, with the notes and the Bibles and all that, like, grab a text. That's the first time, dude.
The Louis briefcase.
I had to say it. You know I had to say it. This morning show, and I said, this is the afternoon drive. I might not have said that. But this morning show is supposed to be fun. I had to pull it out now.
Oh,
I walked up to, like, Bishop Crane. Yes, I did.
Good people, we are talking to Jay Moss right now, live in... No, he's not live in the studio. He's live on the air.
Oh, I'm there in spirit. It's all
yes,
good.
You are. Via, you in Detroit now? Because I know you've been grinding, man.
Man, let me tell you something. I'm in the middle of my being right now. I ain't moved. I set the clock, set my little BlackBerry. You know, it popped up this morning.
Here we
early,
go again.
About 5 minutes before I called.
Here we go again, BlackBerry. Here we go again. Okay, we got Louis. We got BlackBerry.
I live by that BlackBerry.
I'm looking at mine right now.
I live by that thing. It woke me up saying, "Call you right now." That's what the slogan was. I woke up, brushed a little sleep off my eyes.
So you still had that morning breath?
No, man, I got it all going
kicking,
on right now.
Kicking.
Man.
Kicking hard.
Man. But that ain't nobody's business, because I'm in six, you know, I'm in the crib
now.
I've been that address I had to hold up for me. Somebody be there, caught a plane up here, man, knocking on the door in about 3 hours.
J-Mo, I know you said your address on the radio
today. That's right, exactly, man. And you know what, man, I'm such a down-to-earth guy, man. You know, I do little silly stuff like that, just being my normal self. Oh. Even like on MySpace stuff we were talking about earlier.
Right.
I reply to everybody, man. I just be talking to folks. Man, my wife and them be coming in sometimes like, yo, you better stop. Everybody ain't nice like you. Everybody don't just think you good people. Some people think that you Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Justin Timberlake.
Oh, man. So I just, you know, I just, I don't look at it like that, man. I look at it like, you know, we family, man.
Yeah.
It's just what we do. We all people. God gave me a commission, and I'm going to do it to the fullest. But really, I'm just serving other people, man. So I try to embrace that, you know, because I just felt like, you know, we got too big in this, man.
Wow.
This celebrity thing going around, like, you know, everybody's just huge and bigger than life. I'm like, okay, hold up now.
Now, Jay, let me ask you this. Is it the individual or is it the people that are surrounding
them? Man, I think it's both. I think it's both. I think I'm not going to definitely blame it on the people around us because they're supposed to be intrigued by us.
Right.
Because God has blessed us.
Right.
So, but... It's up to us, the artist, the pastor, you know, the evangelist. It's up to us to make sure our mindset and our personification, if you will, how we come off, is on that level of, no, this ain't about me. I'm just blessed. You know,
right.
You're blessed in your own right. You know, I'm transparent. You be transparent. I came through some stuff. You come through some stuff, you know?
PDA, I need you to hit me upside the head. I mean, like you never hit me before.
I'm about to break some. Come on. Maybe I'll make some.
got to get this thing back to, this is about the effort. This ain't about the individual. This is right. about what we're trying to do, and that's win souls, man, and bring people closer to Christ.
Man, that's awesome, man. That's an awesome word, man, because, you know, I've always wondered about that, because sometimes it is so hard to get in contact with certain individuals because you got to go to this person, that person,
right.
and that person, you know, they may let you get through or they may
right.
not let you get through. But I'm thankful to the Lord that I am in the position that I am in right now as far as the radio personality and,
yes.
and program director of the radio station and everything like that. So
yes.
I can have a little bit of leeway to get to certain artists and everything like that. But,
did you just toot your own horn? I heard something go. Burp, burp.
You know what, Jay? It rubbed off on me, man. with the Louis and the BlackBerry and all that stuff like that.
Just plug yourself. Just plug yourself.
Man, come on. You the only one that said that.
The Bible says if a man liveth all his days and rejoiceth in them all, nothing becomes of him but vanity. Vanity.
No, I was just saying how the Lord opened these doors for me. That's what I'm saying.
Oh yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. No, but that's big. That's real talk, what you just said, man. You're able to get through. You're able to cut through the bureaucracy. But see, my thing is in gospel, the bureaucracy shouldn't be so big.
Right, yeah.
You know, man, we ain't ushers and Lil Johns and, you know what I'm saying,
yeah.
and no Chris Brown's over here. We have one that might be a little bit like that, and that would be Kirk. You know, just in terms of stardom.
Right.
Outside of him, dude, we are just laborers in the ministry. I'm just going to keep it real, dude. I'm like, who's you walking around like you Michael Jackson for, bro? This is gospel. And I speak like that, man, because, you know, Pajam, we came from the other
right.
side.
Yeah.
We'd
yeah.
be in the studio in the morning with Usher yeah. and later on that night with Jam and Lewis.
Oh, man.
You know, that's just how it rolled, man. We'd yeah. be with Brandy in the morning and Boyz II Men at night.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I ain't tripping, man. Them dudes, it's night and day from like what it is over here, money wise, budget wise, presentation wise, and everything else wise. So you might as well get off that high horse, man, and let's just go on and get low down and dirty with what we're here for. For real, dude.
Yeah, you're right, man. One of the greatest collaborations I ever heard
okay.
Was with actually you, Kurt and Ty Tribbett on It Could Have Been.
Man.
One of the greatest collaborations
man.
I've ever heard.
Now, I got a problem with that one, too.
Why?
This is the Keep It Real segment of the show, right?
Yeah, this is the Keep It Real segment, right? Yeah, this is it.
Now, I sung that song. Now, first of all, I had the flu.
What?
We was in New Orleans together.
You had the flu?
I had the flu.
Oh, wow.
So Kirk found a little small studio and was holding the wall somewhere. He went in there. We went over there, man. We recorded the record, man. I sung the whole record. Dude,
huh?
When the thing said boom, 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 I started singing. I hit the ground running, singing so hard, loud, and full. Why Kirk only bring me in at 3 minutes and 57 seconds of the whole song? That ain't fair. That ain't fair, dog. That ain't fair.
Oh! Yeah, my Ty Tribbett. Jay Moss.
Come on!
You know.
Yes, sir.
Now, the next time you drive by somebody
yeah.
living up under a bridge,
come on.
And the next time you want to complain, remember this. Somebody help me.
Tell me what do I do.
Can't be my kids need
money for the rent.
Bills at the bills and
everything's spent.
The enemy is telling me
might as well quit.
With tears in my eyes crying,
Lord, please hear me.
Shit, through. That's the reason
I just can't thank you enough. No matter how hard I try, Jesus, I realize it could have been me.
Yeah.
Yeah,
listen,
yeah,
talk to him, boy.
Yeah,
me and Nicole
eyes crying. See, it's easy to complain. You don't have to worry. Will somebody here tonight? So I gotta be careful. See, oh, that's the reason.
Hey.
Everybody say-
to stop clapping for something, start back up. Start.
Now you listen to my record, track number two, where it says dance. Yeah, thing go. Somebody go, wait a minute.
One, two.
Wait a minute.
Can you hear me?
Let me breathe.
We're coming back. We're gonna flip it. J. Moss, Kirk Franklin.
I'm ready. Push play.
Everybody say.
What it was, what it be, what it's gonna be like.
Hallelujah.
When I'm hurt,
when I'm hurt,
from home or from work,
my pop cares.
He cares all about what you're going through. Don't let him know what it be.
Help me.
We can dance through the night. We ain't playing no more.
No, 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 stop.
No.
I'm trying, y'all.
Trying to make ease me. Get a dollar out of that.
Need some money, y'all.
I wanna be faithful.
I wanna be.
Show no favor.
What I'm gonna do?
I'ma stop complaining.
That's right.
And just be grateful.
Keep the faith.
When I get weary.
When I get weary.
Don't want nobody near me.
Jesus knows.
He knows what it is, what it was, what it be, what it's gonna be like.
Hallelujah.
When I'm in pain. And I'm looking for change.
My pop knows.
He cares all about what you're going through.
And it's about to go down.
Certified platinum, so we bless God for Kirk, man. That was huge.
Right.
And he could have called any number of singers.
Right.
From Secular Side over on our side. But he called me, man, and said, Jay, I want you to hit this joint with me, man. I was just, you know, I'm people of the VA. I'm really just joking. We having fun, me and my man, Jew. But I was really ecstatic about that, man, just to be able to ride on the Hero Project, man, because, I mean, you figure that's in a million homes somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And he allowed me to ride into those homes with him. So people that had no idea, no clue who Jay was, is now, you know, people are now aware of me because of that song, man. So big ups to him, man. I think more of our bigger artists need to do that to the smaller ones, man, just to help us get out there, man. And I thank God. You know, the Bible says your gifts will make room for you and bring you before great men. But Kirk is one of them that embraced me. Donnie has embraced me. Jakes has embraced me.
Man.
Bishop Long has embraced. See, all that means something, man.
Yeah.
I don't take that stuff lightly, man. Yeah. So I definitely have to get a shout out to those who, when I was first starting, man, with that first project,
right,
they said, come on, Jay, ride off of this with me, man. I'm going to put you up before these people with TBN and the Word Network, all of them, man. I don't take none of that stuff lightly. That was huge for me.
Now, I want to tell you this right now before we go any further.
Okay.
The first, I've been to this radio station about 3 years now.
Okay.
Now, before I got to the radio station, there were two CDs that I actually bought.
Okay.
And that was Dietrich Haddon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I forgot the name of that. What God is Good.
Oh yeah,
that was up there.
Sorry.
And the Jay Moss Project.
Okay.
They were the only. Jay, let me tell you, they were the only two CDs I bought.
That you had to buy, right.
That I had to buy.
Because you get stuff just off just on the strip.
Right, I get it now. But these are. I said, I must support. I have got to support these artists.
Right.
And because, one, first of all, you're glorifying God. Secondly, you have such a unique style.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're bringing something different to the table. And I was all for that. And I love hearing new things like that, man. And I just want to show you some love, man. You were one of the first gospel CDs I bought. And I'm a PK. But I was buying LL. I was buying Wu-Tang. I was really buying all that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a Snoop Doggy Dogg fan.
Wow, Natty. Listen at you.
Fanatic. Yes.
Hey, you ain't have no little whack excuse like us. We producers. You know, we pull that out in a minute. We producers. We got to listen to that stuff. You was a PK. You was supposed to be buying us long for a
long time ago.
Yeah, no business with Snoop Dogg.
But I'm so much into y'all now, man. I mean, gospel music industry, man. I've not buying any more of the CDs, man. I love the message that you're portraying now. I'm just waiting to get a phone call to be in one of the videos, man, because everybody was in the operator video except for me.
Literally everybody
in the operator video.
Half the planet was in operator,
yes,
man.
Yes.
You know, that was our first directorial debut, or whatever you call it. Pajam directed that joint. Just keep it ghetto fabulous.
Say that word again.
Yeah, I ain't doing it. You ain't climbing. You probably got the recorders on there.
Oh, it's old. It's old.
Be in the clip all day. To get them ready for tomorrow. So did that dick. No, but yeah, we directed that video, man. We pulled together all the stops, man. We were just, like I said, this album, man. We just took a different approach, man. We're much more involved, and you know, I'm getting called for a lot of.
Man.
Different type of engagement.
Awesome, man.
People said, like I said, I was down in Williamsburg for the gang thing, man, and just all the little concerts I'm doing now, man, just got some different little twist on it. I'm like, okay, what did I get myself into?
Dang,
I'm going to be singing in the prisons and stuff in a minute, man. You know, and if that's what it called,
that's
cool.
Right. That's right. That's
but, you
right.
know,
that's
like,
right.
Wow, this is definitely a different experience for me, man.
That's awesome, man. And I was talking to our dear friend the other day. She told me to tell you how when I talked to you, Miss Sheila Bell.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, of course. Of course. You know, she family. No question.
Yes.
She was another one, man. I didn't have to pay. You know what I'm saying? She just embraced the ministry when I came out. I'm like, I don't know nothing about what she's doing, this internet thing and all this. But she was just like, man, she took a liking to the ministry and the passion, man. And she just jumped on board and started getting me out there, man. I'm just like, wow, Lord, this favor is really ain't fair right now.
Yeah. And she was the one, she's been the main one that's taken me under her wing. And, Sheila calls me, and she, you know, is introducing me to people.
Yeah.
And it is amazing how these people get to know me through her.
Exactly.
And now he's taking me to the next level. And she's an awesome individual.
That's awesome.
She really is.
Yeah, we bless God for her.
Yes, indeed.
Real good people.
Yes, sir. Jay!
Yep.
Man, I want to thank you so much, man, for you know, spending some 23 minutes with us.
Was it 23?
Yeah.
Man, I thank you. You know what I'm about to do.
Oh, yeah.
I told you I ain't moved.
So you about to turn
I'm not
back
going towards the shower. I'm not doing that. I'm turning over, and I'm going back to sleep. I got to mention the website. Can I get a little quick plug?
Man, go ahead. Do all that you want to do, man.
All right, man. Of course, we want to first say, everybody in the VA, man, thank y'all so much. Y'all show up big. We see SoundScan every week, and Virginia is one of our biggest sale cities, man, or states, if you will.
Wow.
So I thank y'all for that, man. That must mean that you and all the others.
Holding
man,
you down.
Y'all
holding
really,
you down.
Really
holding you down.
And I appreciate that, man. It doesn't go lightly. So V2 is in the stores everywhere, especially in places like Walmart. And Circuit City, Best Buy. Also, if you ever want to talk to your boy Jay Moss directly, you can always reach me at www.insidejmoss.com. It's insidejmoss.com. It's a fun website, but it also has places on there where you can actually link up and connect to your boy personally. It's not a generic site. It's not just a fan club site. I get all the emails that are sent, so watch what you say because I will hit you back. And that is also on MySpace. My MySpace name is Inside J Moss. Come on, join the fam, man. Holler at your boy. Uplift me. Give me some encouragement because we need it, man. It's not easy out here doing what we do, whether it's on radio, whether it's at the church, whether it's a, you know, as an artist, whether it's just a musician, whatever, man. It's just, and this gospel game is not easy. We need all the encouragement that we can get. So call your boy and let me know what's on your mind. Thanks, Drew, man. Good looking out, boy.
You know what, Jay? I need me an Inside J Moss shirt, man.
I got you.
I need one, man.
I got
you. I need to walk around with it on, man. You know, just, you know, I'm still, you know what, Jay? I'm serious, man. I love to show love to you so much because I love your ministry and I love what you do, man. I love your spirit.
Thank
I love
you,
your energy, man. It's
Thank
just not, you know, it's just not because you are J.J. Moss, James Moss.
Right, right,
but
right.
But it's just that, you know, the ministry aspect that you have and how you carry yourself, you know, as a professional manner and everything like that. And,
okay.
And what you bring to the table is wonderful. And I love the support in each and any way that I can. So, I got your back.
Thank you so much.
I got you.
Man.
I got you.
It's like a handshake, though, man. You pulling me and I'm pulling you. We pull each other together. And let's keep it just like that, man.
Hey, that's what we got to do.
That's right.
Good people, it's Jay Moss right here on AM 1350 WGPL. Thanks, Jay.
You got it, baby.
All right.
Boy.
Pajam thriller. I'm not going to be afraid no more. Fear don't live here no more. I'm not going to be afraid no more. Pain just won't. Afraid of poverty.
Not gonna be afraid.
Not
no
losing sleep.
Not gonna be afraid.
Running out of money.
skin. Shape yourself up. If you got God on your side, you ain't got nothing to be scared of.
Trusting that you enjoyed that interview with Jay Moss. Man, we had an awesome time. You need to go out there and support that brother. He's doing some wonderful work for the kingdom. What is about that time that I get out of your way for today? But thank you so much for being in tune to the Juice on a Show. We will be back on tomorrow. That's right. We are streaming right now on streamingfaith.com on the Hot Joy Radio Network. And I'm telling you, we're going to be doing some big things right here. You know, I want to hear from you. Hit me up. JuJoiner@gmail.com. Hit me up on MySpace, MySpace.com/JuJoiner. Or you can also visit my website at www.JuJoiner.net. Hey, I love you to life, and there is nothing you can do about it. I'm out of here. Peace. Thank you.